Monday, the hip-hop world lost one of its most innovative artists. Actually, the pop music world did. It's Gangstar's MC Guru. That stands for Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal. He was born Keith Elam. He founded the group Gangstar in 1987 with DJ Premier. It was a minimalist sound coming from this group, built on sampled jazz snippets, meticulously clipped, and Guru's monotone husky voice. Not the type to really dance too much, although I used to rather bust a fresh line and get loose. Joining us now to talk about Guru, J Live, MC, DJ, and hip hop producer. Good morning.
Peace, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So tell me a little bit about Guru. This is a guy who was born in Boston, very well educated. His parents worked for city institutions, but he was a big critic of the way American cities are run. What did he have to say about that?
I would refer you to a song called Robin Hood Theory. Basically, like many in hip hop, he spoke about the corruption, the lack of priorities as far as the way inner city youth are treated as disposable, as far as how the educational system doesn't necessarily have the resources it needs, how police can be corrupt, and how it pretty much runs all the way up to the top. He was definitely a conscious voice in the hip-hop community as far as that goes.
It's funny that you should mention conscious, and I should say that he died at the very young age of 47 of cancer, so this is the fact that we're speaking about his music in this context is definitely a tragedy. But people talk a lot about socially conscious hip-hop, and Guru is for sure in that category. But where did he fit on that spectrum between conscious hip-hop and commercial rap?
I would make a distinction between, two different spectrums. You'd have conscious and ignorant. You would have underground and commercial. As far as underground versus commercial, he was, in my opinion, closer to commercial because growing up on his music, he was, Gangstar was played in a lot of avenues where, it's pretty much the cream of the crop. I'd hear his music on BLS, KISS, your own TV raps, BET, things of that nature. So he was as commercial as you could get at that time. Not necessarily, pop music, but still very, very commercially viable. And as far as conscious versus ignorant, I think the beauty of Gangstar was they were very, very balanced. They weren't necessarily diehard, militant all the time. The content would range from, songs like, Lovesick, where we'd be talking about women and relationships, things of that nature, to, the meaning of the name, where they would basically go on about, this sort of like a manifesto for what they were about, another song, Manifest. They were definitely conscious, but they had, pun intended, mass appeal. They would basically speak to everybody.
Okay, we are speaking about Guru, the MC for the group Gangstar. He died on Monday of cancer. That's J Live, MC, DJ, and hip hop producer. We lost a giant in the world of hip hop this week. Here's a little bit of his music that comes from one of his later albums, Jazz Mataz.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.